Hey y'all.
What up, what up, what up? It's Off Label. We are back.
Yes, we are. Okay. I feel like we've done this so many times where we'd be like, welcome back. It's been this long.
And we'll be back with the jump off.
It's Marco and Ravi. We're back after it's been almost 2 years, right?
No, it has not been over 2 years. It's only been over probably a year because I remember the last time was last year.
In August,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, around this time.
Okay.
You know, I remember I was going through something at that time, so I definitely remember.
Oh, okay. So let's just jump right into it. We want to give y'all a few personal updates. Also, excuse the quality because we literally lost all of the equipment.
Right.
So we just wanted to give y'all something because so many people keep asking me, like, when is the pod coming back? When is the pod coming back?
So, and bitch, we are back. How about that?
Okay, I know that's right. So just personal
update. So what's going on? What's been going on with you?
Well, okay. So we almost at the end of 2021, right? So
it's been going by real fast though.
Like you at this point, please like slow down time. But, this year I just feel like I had like an awakening, awakening.
How so? Like,
For starters, mm-hmm. I literally feel everything now.
Okay.
And you know, before I used to like just close off myself to feelings, mm-hmm. but now I can look at somebody.
Oh, you in tune with your feelings now?
I am, and I just start crying if they going through something. Just if somebody is happy and it's just such a beautiful moment.
Okay, so
I'll
you're
cry.
Empathetic now.
Oh.
Is that what it is?
I've been empathetic. What are you talking about? Mm. I just would say I'm more in tune with myself. And
well,
I
okay, well, first of all, that's not true. Because when I be crying, you be like, nigga, get the fuck over it, bitch.
But recently.
Okay. Okay, you know what? You said this year, so okay. I get it.
Yeah. Like, give me a little bit of grace.
Okay.
So, I think just quarantining and having to spend a lot of time alone with my own emotions mm-hmm. and feelings, I just got more spiritual, okay. You know?
I agree. I
so
mean,
I'm fucking with it.
Yeah, this year, I feel like I've also became a little bit more spiritual. I did go back to church. You know what I'm saying? I
started, praise the Lord.
Praise Him. Went back to church. And again, I feel like going back to church was just not just for, you know, because sometimes you're like, oh, when you're going through something, you just go to church. But for me, it was just like someplace I needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to really become more in tune with my spirituality. And mm-hmm. not just that, as far as manifesting and starting praying, as far as like doing self-meditating and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. To me, I started to get in tune with, okay, who I am
mm-hmm.
in the spiritual sense. And I feel like that's something that I've really been in tune with for the past couple of months.
Well, I'm happy to hear that.
Hell yeah.
Because when you actually sit down and do what you need to do for yourself, I'm talking about you specifically,
right.
Mm-hmm. Not just, you know, not speaking in general, but
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
You are a happier person.
Right.
And this
I
is
agree.
Something I always encourage you to do. So I'm happy that you finally taking time for yourself.
Right. And I mean, I started journaling. I started like taking walks. I started going to the park and just, you know, one thing, you know, I'm seeing a therapist and whatever. One mm-hmm. thing that she did say was just enjoy the moment.
Yes.
So I started going to the pool more, just mm-hmm. feeling the water, listening to the birds.
Yes.
Watching the clouds. Like, it's been a vibe. I ain't gonna lie. It's been a real vibe.
It's
for real.
Always a vibe. My friends would tell you one time when we were in Jamaica, I end up like going to the room before them. And I'm just, like, drunk. But by the time I got to the room, it's, like, 5 or 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sitting. I'm like, y'all, you can hear the birds chirping. But that's something
listen,
I would say even in
very,
my sober state.
Right.
It's just
I mean,
something
it is
I really
very
appreciate.
Peaceful, like, to literally sit there and appreciate
yeah.
just listening to nature.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Listen, it's a whole different type of vibe. And it's peaceful. It is very, very peaceful, grounding.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I've been really doing more of that as of late.
Yeah, good. As far as the year been, I'm not going to lie. It's just like I have a lot of stuff on my plate. So it does become overwhelming.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
like, you know, just with school and then trying to raise a teenager, that's a different kind of beast.
Ethan is grown as fuck now. Like, that boy is huge, like, bigger than me now. I'm like, well, damn. But one thing I always make sure to remind his ass is like, oh, nigga, I will still beat your ass, though.
He gonna give you some go, though, okay? But, yeah, so just raising a child, a teenager, and mm-hmm. just trying to make sure he do his homework, trying to make sure that he's not being influenced by the wrong crowd, trying to make sure I still right. have those real conversations mm-hmm, with him. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just taxing. Like, it's just a lot. On top of just me, you know, I'm still doing the same thing in my career, but I have more responsibility. So, with that...
You did get a promotion.
Woohoo! So,
well, not really a promotion. Well, you did that, but yeah. then now you at a...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
that's what I'm saying. So, with my career, I have so much going on. And then with school, I have a lot going on. So, it's just like every day, I feel like my brain is just moving at like 1,000 all day. Mm-hmm. And so, it's stressful. I'm not going to lie. And I'm either like, okay, should I just sleep this away? Or should I stay up all night trying to finish everything that I didn't get to do during the day, because mm-hmm. again, I still have to make time for myself as far as just working out,
right?
Making sure I cook me and my son a healthy meal a few times a week, then having to take him to football practice. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, y'all, it's a lot. It really is a lot. But outside of that, I think I'm happy.
Well, that's good. Happy. I mean, I'm happy that you're happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a good thing. It's about time.
What the fuck you mean? I was unhappy?
No, I feel like, you know.
I wasn't unhappy. Earlier during the year, I was depressed, but I wasn't right. unhappy.
Well,
and it's not depression. The same. Depression and unhappiness is not okay. the same thing.
Okay, touche. Well, for me, this year has definitely been trying. It's been a trying year for me.
Really?
It has been.
Worse than last year?
You know what? I would say the same, but it's more so on a mental thing. It's a mental thing for me. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But overall, I'm still getting my shit done though.
Right.
Work is still getting done. I'm still getting straight A's in school.
I know that's
I'm
right.
I'm still maintaining, you know, my little brothers in my household, making sure that they're good. Mm-hmm. And just like you, of course, these are teenagers, so they're starting to deal with teenage shit. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, you know, I'm trying to, you know, and both of my twin little brothers, they're different personalities. So mm-hmm. I'm still trying to, you know, make sure I give both of my energy, both of my time, mm-hmm. you know, making sure that I talk to them about what they have going on in school, you know. And one thing about it is like in the past, like, you know, in my life, mm-hmm. I never had nobody telling me like, what should I do as soon as I get out of high school. My little brother just turned 17. They have one more year in high school left.
Oh, wow.
So it's just like, they're about to graduate. So I'm over here like making sure I spend quality time with them, you know, talking to them about what do they want right after high school. Because now...
Yeah, you're preparing them for the
right,
real world.
You know what I'm saying? Because literally right after high school, the shit just goes by fast. Because like mm-hmm. I said, I just turned 31 last week. Mm-hmm. So my whole thing is just like, I just remembered graduating high school. Like, it was like yesterday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I'm just trying to get them their mindset ready to like, yo, once you out of high school, life goes by quick. And you really have to know what it is that you want to do. You don't want to play games. You don't want to, you know, because I feel like for me, if I knew what I knew now, I probably yeah. would have did something different back then.
Of course,
then.
Right.
So, you know, definitely doing that. And that's pretty much about it for me as far as, you know, this entire year. I'm ready for it to be over.
Okay.
You know.
I'm not. I just feel like I still have so much to do, so I just want time to slow down.
No, I just, because, you know, my new semester just started, and I'm really ready to get the shit over with. Like, I'm ready to be done with school, to be honest.
Of course.
But, you know, it's time. You gotta, you know, it's still a lot of work, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
So are you, I know everybody, this is the real tea people we want to know.
What
is it? Are you dating?
I'm not dating. You know, of course, I'm still kind of, my situations are still kind of complicated, still dealing with, you know,
the same person he last told y'all about on the podcast.
Okay, but we're not gonna
We're not gonna go into it.
However, you're
still dealing with that situation, almost two years later.
I am still dealing with it, and you know, that's where I'm at. That's where you know I'm figuring things out. It is complicated, but that's where I'm at. And what about you? Shit, what's up with you?
I'm not really dating. Just think about it. I'm not. And the crazy part is I'm at a point in my life where I actually am ready to, like, settle down for real, for real.
Right.
Like, before it's just like, oh, I'm dating. Let's see what's happening. Woo, woo, woo.
Having fun.
Yeah, having fun. Right. But now I'm like, oh, no. Like, you know, I'm ready to actually settle down. You know, do the whole family thing.
You know what's crazy? Like, I've always been that type of nigga. You know what I'm saying? I've always been that ready to settle down type of person.
Yeah. Life is meant to be lived. So I was not, like, even though I was like, when you think about it, a relationship sounds good. But for real, like, I wasn't really ready.
Right.
Like, yeah, it's something that I wanted, but was I ready to give anybody 100%? Never.
So you're saying that now, as of now, you are ready to commit.
I am.
100%. Your being, your body, your soul, everything.
Just
to
even
one person.
Thinking about you just verbalizing everything like that, now that just scared me again. I don't know.
But, bitch, you gotta know. The fuck? No, gotta know. Like, at the end of the day, commitment means you are committed to this person with your entire being, with yourself.
Oh, God. Yes. I don't feel like it gotta be that deep.
It is that deep. It is deep. You
okay.
Know?
Maybe I got some more stuff I need to, you know, think about. But I think I want to at least try to give 100%. Is that fair?
No, because if a nigga's giving 100%, they're going to expect 100%. So you're not going to be giving 80 and they over here giving 100. So
okay, maybe after they prove themselves, I can give 100%.
I can respect that.
So I am ready to give 100%
once
I know that you're applying the right kind of pressure and that you exactly what I want.
I know that's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have people been pursuing me? Of course. But nowadays, it's like, niggas will put their best foot forward for maybe 2 or 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then after that, they want you to chase them.
Okay, but I feel like, in your case, I just feel like because of the fact that you have so much going on, you don't be giving your best foot as well. And then once they start noticing, like, okay, well, this girl's not really, you know, paying too much attention to me. Now you feel like you got to chase now. And that's why you feel the way you feel. Because I feel like in the beginning... I'm just saying, though, I feel like once you see they are interested and they're putting their best foot forward, they're communicating consistently, I feel like you should do the same thing as well. But because of the fact that you have, like, and you've said it on multiple occasions, especially to this one particular person, you literally told them, like, yo, I have this XYZ to do. So, you know, and of course, what is it a nigga to do? He's going to fall back. And then now you feel like you got to chase. I just feel like if the situation is mutual in the beginning, both people are putting in the work. Mm-hmm. I feel like at that point you might feel different. It ain't about a chase, but I feel like because of the fact that they put their best foot forward already, and now
I don't be feeling like half this shit is your best foot forward any fucking way.
But it's too soon to be putting my already.
Oh, I'm interested in you. I'm gonna text you good mornings.
That's preliminary. That's the start.
Yeah, and
so what do you expect in the beginning, like dinners and stuff?
Absolutely.
But in your situation, there's distance, and they have made, and then they also
made. So if there's
made
distance, you need to fly me out, right? Or you need to come see me.
But what did you say? You had work.
You
got shit to do. So what do you expect a person to do? They're gonna fall back and be like, okay, let me just work on her time. But then at that point, you feel like you gotta chase. You got to work for it, too. Like, that's what I'm saying.
I don't mind working for it once you show that you can actually be consistent and understanding of what I got going on. I didn't understand what you got going on.
Right, but I feel like if you keep putting a block every single time they say something, it's different. Okay, you at that point, the nigga's going to be like, okay, well, you really not about it. I'm just saying.
And I decided I don't want to do no long distance shit.
Who the fuck wants to do a long distance relationship?
I
mean, at first
I thought it was ideal because, I'm busy and then I'm moody. So I'm just like, oh, sure. You know, see a person once or twice a month. Cool. But now, because on the days I don't feel like talking, it'll be easier to just pull up.
Right.
Right? And just be in each other's presence or something. Instead of trying to do some over-the-phone shit, FaceTime.
No, that's never going to work because I want to be in arm's reach of my person.
Yeah.
And I want to be able to see you when I want to see you, fuck you when I want to fuck you.
Oh.
I want to be able to, you know, spend time with you when I want to spend time with you. So, long distance is never going to work. Ever.
Right. Okay. Well, that's all that's going on dating-wise. So, again, I'm very open to getting serious very soon. My time clock is
And you know what? I cannot wait to see you domestic. Because one thing about me, I love to see Mona cook.
When I tell know, he gets so much pleasure out of me serving.
And
him.
I'm like, it's not a, okay, don't even do that.
Dude, you just be so happy. And I'm like,
it just, I don't know. Like, I just love to see women cook. And it's not just you. I love to see my mom do it. I love to see my homegirls.
Oh, you
do
like
it.
To see us barefoot and pregnant and in the kitchen, huh?
Okay.
And you taking us back to the 50s?
No, bitch, now you're doing the most. I didn't say none, I didn't say none of that. But I don't know, especially when it comes down to your, like, to cooking, because everybody cooks different.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like everybody puts a little different things into their food. And I feel like when it comes down to being around you and seeing you in that element, to me, that is very attractive.
Okay.
You know, like, I love to see that shit. And I'm like, okay, I cannot wait till you doing this for your nigga, because I know he's going to appreciate that shit.
Right.
One thing, I remember you was making barbecue sauce. Like, you taught me how to make barbecue sauce. From scratch. And I'm like, yo, how the fuck you know how to make this shit?
Listen, and I be so proud of myself for cooking because back in the day, I used to burn water, okay? But as you
Wait, how the fuck you burn water?
Exactly. I didn't know how to make nothing. But, you know, as a mother, I had to learn and figure out how to nourish my son's body.
Right, right.
But yeah, so I guess it happened. So, you know, I'm hot, I'm active, I'm out here. It's like when the time is right, I just feel like the stars will align.
Align, right.
It should happen within the next year, though. I'm hoping it does. But
what?
Me finding that person.
Okay.
My person.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, you manifest what you want.
Exactly.
And you attract what you are. You feel me?
Oh.
You feel me?
Oh.
Shit. Okay.
Listen, I heard a quote. I read a quote maybe like a week or two ago. Mm-hmm. I think I sent it to you. It said, the universe can't give you anything that you're not on the same vibration with.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, that is so deep. So anytime, like, just either good or bad shit is happening to you, you just got to think about it, like, how am I vibrating right now?
Right. Mm-hmm. I agree.
And then I think about just situations of the type of people I may have attracted, even though I will say I have not attracted any, like, people. I don't know, how would you say it? Like, just like bad people.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't attracted any bad people yet.
Right, right.
So I feel good about that because that means I'm not a bad person.
Right, right.
But I have attracted depressed people, people who don't have time, people who just is just worried about their money. All the same shit I be
that
thinking
you be worried about.
Right. So, yeah. But I think now that I'm in a good space.
Now
I'm,
you can start
and
to,
I have an open heart.
Right, and now you
I
can
probably
start attracting,
will attract people that
well, that's
are there.
Good. Well, that's good. I'm happy to hear that.
Okay, y'all. So
let's get down to the juice of this whole pod. What's going on lately in pop culture?
Well, before we go to pop culture, we went through the pandemic.
Okay.
Even though we're still going through it, basically everything is back open. Everybody is back traveling.
Right.
Most people are getting vaccinated, and we're not as fearful about going outside. And are you vaccinated?
I am definitely vaccinated.
Did you want to get vaccinated?
Okay, at first I did not. I didn't at first. Mm-hmm. But then before we went to Chicago, I'm like, you know, let me make sure I get vaccinated because I'm not trying to bring nothing back to the crib.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I did that. Well, I don't know. Like, this whole vaccinating thing is getting, you know, out of hand. Like, motherfuckers, just get the shit, you know? But then again, on the other hand, I understand why people are skeptical about getting it, though.
Yeah, no. See, I grew up in a village that was anti-vax, right? And this is how my vaccine story went. So, in the village, everybody was, at one point, kids were dying of, like, measles and mumps in the early 90s because nobody was vaccinated. So, there was a community spread. Everybody going to school together. Right. One person catch it. The next person catch it. My mom was like, kids started dying. And it was, like, almost against the community guidelines to get vaccinated. She took us right on to the doctor. She's like, they don't need to know my business. I'm getting my kids vaccinated.
Right.
Period. And that was it. And ever since then, she got me vaccinated every year. So my whole life, I feel like I've seen what can happen with different diseases and community spread and how it can affect people. And I seen how, once we got to the late 90s, early 2000s, nobody is dying from the measles and mumps and stuff no more. And all of that is because of vaccination. Ever since my son was born, he's getting vaccinated every year. Last year I got vaccinated for HPV. So with that being said, like, I don't mind getting vaccinated at all. It wouldn't be no different with the COVID vaccine. I was so thirsty to get vaccinated that I had my friend who, you know, owns a medical business. I'm like, hey, write me a letter on your letterhead saying that I work for you. No, I'm dead ass serious. I know. Yeah, I know that's wrong. But you got to use your resources, right?
Right.
But, because remember they was like going in phases. Like, oh, only healthcare workers could get it first. Woo, woo, woo. So I was thirsty and I kind of cheated to get my vaccine. And, yeah, and then as soon as they said that kids 12 and up can get it, I went and got my son vaccinated. Right. So I'm all about vaccines. Like, people think that the vaccine was rushed, but at the end of the day, half of the, ingredients or whatever, they already even pretty much had. So it wasn't like they were starting from scratch.
Right.
COVID is not new. COVID-19 is new because that's why it's called 19. Because COVID has been here. The common cold is COVID.
Right.
Right? And then every year it builds on it. Mm-hmm. So
I mean, like I said, I'm definitely going to get vaccinated. My household is vaccinated. My family is vaccinated. But I understand the being skeptical about getting it. Because, you know, you just can't trust the government. You know what I'm saying? The government be doing some shady ass shit.
But every person in power is vaccinated almost. So if they not killing themselves, why they want to kill you?
I get it. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I understand where the skepticism is coming from. That's what I'm saying.
I don't. Okay. You niggas fucking popping perks. Y'all drinking lean. Y'all smoking Zaza. You know, back in my day when people used to smoke weed, we had seeds in the weed. You had to sit there and pick all the seeds out because people was growing it in their backyards like naturally. They were not putting all these additives in it to make it more potent and stronger. So people snorting lines now, like, people, y'all do all kind of drugs. People smoke cigarettes, and I'm not bashing people who smoke cigarettes. So, I'm just saying, you smoke cigarettes, you eat McDonald's every day, like, everybody know McDonald's and Taco Bell food is super processed to the point that you don't even know if it's real meat.
Right.
And now all of a sudden, a vaccine come out and it's, I don't know what they put in it. Oh, you give a fuck about your health now? You do? When you eat candy every fucking day that literally rots out your teeth and you can see your teeth rotting, but you still gonna eat candy every day. But now it's, I don't know what they put in the vaccine.
I don't know. I just feel like people are thinking like, okay, 10 years from now, they're going to be like, oh, if you were, you know, COVID vaccinated in 2021.
Run me my coin. I mean, what? And you is gonna be running my coin.
You're experiencing a third leg, a third eye, or some shit like that.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
What?
You are eligible for being compensated for XYZ.
Run me my coin. If that was the case, half of the shit we buy, juices, whatever from the store, you read the back of that label. You don't know what.
Right.
Half of those ingredients are. We wash our hair with shampoo and all this stuff. You read the ingredients. It's like damn near a whole paragraph of shit you can't fucking pronounce.
Right.
But now it's, I don't know what they put in that. And then what's your research? YouTube videos? Are you going to read? You're not going to read all these scientific studies. You're not. They're not.
Right.
It's just one person go on YouTube and be like, oh, look.
Their opinion.
Their opinion. Right. And then another person go and give their opinion. And then you put that all the shit together with your dumb ass because you probably ain't even have AP classes in high school.
Bitch,
or nothing. I'm
just
saying. It's true. It's true. And then they be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I'm not getting vaccinated. Okay, but then my own, oh, whatever, your body, your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It is.
Don't get, if you don't want to get vaccinated, cool. But can you wear a mask? Oh no, I can't fucking breathe. I can't wear a mask. So can you please tell me what would you do for public health? Like, you don't want to wear a mask or get vaccinated. So, like, what? And the pandemic is going longer and longer. Real people are fucking dying.
Right.
And you don't have no solution but to be on the internet all day talking about conspiracy theories. Like, no, can somebody make it make sense?
Well, bitch, I can't make it make sense.
Oh,
you,
okay.
No, you over here looking at me and shit. Like, I can't make it make sense. I'm vaccinated.
You vaccinated and you definitely wear your mask.
And I wear my mask every, because, you know, like I said, I have, my twin brothers are, you know, they have asthma. So my whole thing is, at the end of the day, I will never not follow, you know, what I feel like I should do. So.
Okay, so speaking of vaccines, Nicki Minaj went on a Twitter rant about vaccines. And she pretty much was saying that it all started with one of her followers asking her, was she going to the Met Gala? And she was like, no, they want you to get vaccinated. And so then she said, well, if I'm going to get vaccinated, it definitely won't be for the Met Gala.
Right.
Like, it'll be for something important, like going on tour or something.
Right.
And she was like, but I don't know. I'm still doing my research. Yeah, my cousin told me that
right.
His homeboy.
No, so I really want to make sure that it's very clear what she said. Because for me, she was discussing that she is doing her own personal research. And to me,
Nicki Minaj. Okay.
Right. She's saying that, you know, she's doing her own personal research before she even consider getting, you know, getting vaccinated. So that's number one. Number two, I just don't feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. I just don't feel comfortable with everybody attacking her about her own opinion. But what she said was, my cousin in Trinidad won't get vaccinated because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend's was weak away from getting married. Now the girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied. For me,
that sounds like the cousin caught an STD. That's what it's giving. Swollen balls, your woman leaving you. In what world where men are scarcity, right? It's mm-hmm. like seven women to one man. Am I going to be like, oh, my nigga balls swell up and his dick swell up, I'm leaving him. Everybody want to fucking get married. You're not finna do that. You're going to sick by your nigga if it's a real medical condition.
Okay.
But if you come up with an itchy coochie and his balls is big and dig big, now you're like, oh no, you gave me something.
Okay.
You are going to
call
off the wedding.
Okay. Well, what STD makes your testicles swollen?
They said chlamydia, gonorrhea. I don't know. I don't have a dick. So I don't know.
Okay.
But
all I'm saying is I just feel like she should not have been attacked the way she was attacked because of what her cousin, what she said was her cousin told her what's up. And she just was like, hey, do your research. What's wrong with that?
It's nothing wrong with that,
okay.
But we not gonna be dense. And you're smart. You're very smart. But let's not act like this woman didn't tell people not to get the vaccine without saying it. She absolutely did.
She did not say it.
Of course she's not
doing her research.
No.
You gotta She said that she's doing her own research first. So in my mind, if I'm any of her little followers or whatever, I'm like, okay, she's doing her research to be educated about the shit. Let me be educated as well and do my own research.
Okay, so let's put it like this. I have a boyfriend, right? I go on a date with another man. We hold hands. We have great conversation. We talk on the phone every other day. Mm-hmm. My man come and be like, did you cheat on me? No, I didn't. Because technically, I didn't. But in reality, I mean, if you want to really get into it, yes, you did. You was out on a date with a whole nother nigga. Did you have sex with him? No. Did you kiss him? No. But was you entertaining him? Yes. So is that cheating? Yes. That's what she did. Come on. It's a lie by omission. It's a lie. You telling, like...
You can't do that. You
No, it's the same shit.
She was
throwing out every...
If she's saying that I am doing research, I want to be educated, I want to do my own research.
What's her research? Because did she research that nigga that was raping people? Come on. Obviously, her research don't make sense. Come on now. And
come on. Okay, so... Wait. We're not gonna talk about apples and oranges right now. You know what I'm saying? Let's just talk about.
I was disappointed, and I cannot believe that you, as an adult, can't see when you're being damn near gaslit. Like, come on. She literally was telling people not to get vaccinated without saying it. Like, she was throwing little shit out there. And then it'd be like, but I'm doing my research. Girl, what?
But what's the problem if somebody wants to be educated on something first? She actually put up.
What she could have just said.
She put up a poll on Twitter. Was like, okay, which one should I get? Like, which one is more, you know, efficacy or whatever? Which one is better?
You're asking your teenage followers that, and you're 40. Come on, and you have access. You have access to everything.
She just.
You literally could call somebody who knows somebody at the CDC.
Come on.
You can pay scientists off. You can hire them and be like, hey. Send me all your best research about the vaccine. Because she's a multi-millionaire. 3 times. But you're going to ask your teenage followers to tell you which one you should get. Come on. She was being antagonizing for no reason. Like, seriously.
Okay.
Well. If she really was trying to figure out something, she would have just said, hey, y'all, I'm still researching, not vaccinated yet. And left it at that. But no, she started throwing out shit, hoping that it hit the wall. And that some of her followers don't get vaccinated.
I just don't. I don't agree with that.
I do. And I can't believe that you really believe that just because she didn't say those words, do not get vaccinated.
It's not that she didn't say those.
You don't see it like that.
It's not even the fact that she didn't say those words. She said she's doing her research.
The vaccine has been available for over 8 months. How long does it take to do research?
It don't motherfucking matter how long. Whatever she feels like she needs to do, that's what she's going to do for herself personally. Now, she's like, hey, wear your mask. Do what you got to do. Do your research. And at the end of the day, like I said, people just don't feel comfortable. So,
she could have said that. But throwing all this bullshit out here, Drake had COVID, I had COVID, and we had the same symptoms as people who had the vaccine, so I don't know. That's pretty much telling people, fuck the vaccine, and you can't tell me no different.
Okay, and that's your opinion. But what I don't like is like the media really attacking her on some shit. Who was the lady that, like, who had said something about her first?
Joy Reid. And she was just saying that she was disappointed that Nikki would use her platform to spread misinformation about the vaccine.
Well,
I totally agree with her.
Trouble. Let's put...
Beyonce ain't said shit. We don't know if she vaccinated. You see what I'm saying? Like, okay. Somebody that's smart...
Let's keep it
moving, especially over something so controversial. But Nikki knew exactly what she was doing and why she did it, and we'll talk about that after you play your clip.
Let's listen to Joy. Sorry, quick.
People like Nicki Minaj, I have to say this. You have a platform, sister, that is 22 million followers. For you to use your platform to encourage our community to not protect themselves and save their lives, my God, sister, you could do better than that. For you to use your platform to put people in the position of dying from a disease they don't have to die from, oh my God.
Do you really feel like that's what she did?
Yes, she did.
I don't feel that.
I just told you that.
I don't feel
that. Yes, she did. She encouraged her 20 million people not to get vaccinated. She absolutely did.
I think what she did was,
she told them to be skeptical of the vaccine.
Hey, do y'all research. If y'all feel like y'all want to get it, get it. Y'all don't.
It's irresponsible.
Okay.
Since I'm pro-vaccine, if I had that platform, I would tell people to go get the vaccine because it's been proven to actually save lives. The people that are, it's not telling you you're never going to get COVID. They always tell you that. It's not saying that. It's just saying when you get COVID or if you get COVID, your symptoms may not be as detrimental as somebody who don't have the vaccine. So if you look it up, literally like 90% or over 90% of the people who are dying from COVID are unvaccinated.
To me, I just feel like she did not do
so
that.
So that's irresponsible to tell people not to be vaccinated.
But what I don't like is Don Lemon.
Why are you coming for Don Lemon?
I'm not going to say I don't like him, but I feel like he's a bootlicker for like white niggas. Like that's just how I feel. For the white community, I just feel like he's always been some type of bootlicker. And to say what he said, I just didn't like it. Hold up, just check this out.
You know what they get shots in nowadays? In their rear ends. They're getting shots to make it bigger. They're getting shots in their face. They don't know what's in Botox. Clearly. But I'm saying, do people really know what's in stuff that they inject in their bodies all the time? And they're
what they drink,
all the stop it. Stop it with the ignorance.
Seriously, I agree. Every hoe on Instagram is talking about they want to get their bodies done.
People are dying from getting their bodies done.
All these black girls, black women that are born with naturally full lips are going to get lip injections. Like,
we ain't gonna talk about what kind of back shots Don Lemon's getting. Like, that's how we
okay, but he know where that dick came from.
Whatever.
Okay.
Please.
We talking about you putting substances in your body. Everybody got these fake booties. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of girls get the stomach sucked out and they get it put in their butt. So that ain't per se fake. But all the skinny girls who don't have any fat to remove from anywhere to put in their butt, they're getting like silicone and all kind of weird shit put in their bodies. They don't know where that shit came from. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? You
getting stuff put in
your lips. You don't know. But now the vaccine is where you draw the line? He is absolutely right.
I don't agree. Like, I just don't give a fuck about what they have to say. Like, I just don't. Because my thing is, I don't feel like that's where she was coming from.
You can't be that damn smart.
I'm not trying to be.
Next time you come at me with something, I'm going to gaslight you. I'm going to be like, but Mark, I didn't say that verbatim. You going to sell me something? I'm going to be like, but that just doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand why you would do that. A smart person would never do nothing like that. What are you going to deduct from that? Me calling you dumb, right?
Okay.
And then I'm going to be like, I never called you dumb, though. I just said a smart person would never do that.
So
and I'm going to stand on it and see what you say.
So the worst part about this whole thing is when she said that she was invited to the White House. And I feel like she was definitely invited to the White House. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would anybody lie on the fact that she was not invited? So Don Lemon says that no, she was never invited. However,
what the White House told him.
But girl, nah. But come on. Okay, well, let's listen to Nicki Minaj herself discussing the phone call that she had with her publicist and her management team.
Do y'all think that I would go on the internet and lie about being invited to the fucking White House?
Yes.
It's not even surprising to me that they had to use one of us, like I said the first time they used one of us, she was the first person that was used. Now, they just used this man to come out and put this thing out saying that I wasn't invited to the White House. Do y'all think I would lie about being like, what the fuck, what? So tomorrow when I do a call with my management and my publicist, who I follow both of them, you can go follow Sal and from Salex Co. and follow Joe, my publicist who works with Republic Records. they were on the phone call. And you know what the request was? We'd like to offer Nikki an invitation to come to the White House. And do you know what I said? I said, well, I would rather not have to travel. Can we do something like a live? And they said that they're open to me choosing a platform to do a live. But they have never taken that off the table for me to come to the White House. The other question is, they asked me would I like to do a private live, or I'm sorry, a private conversation or a public live. And I said it would not feel genuine if it was something that I discussed with them only privately, because then it would come off disingenuous to my fans, because it would sound like I was kind of like selling them the, you know,
all right,
the vaccine. And everyone agreed.
I'm just saying, why the fuck was she lying about? Okay, but she did, okay, whatever her publicist and her management team told her, that was the information that was relayed to her.
Right, so I think they lied. So I don't feel like
she was lying.
Okay, she may not have been lying, but I feel like her people was lying to her to pump her up, and they was probably in the works of trying to get her actually invited to the White House. You know, once they heard, oh, we can do a conversation, they was probably going to try to push it and be like, well, actually, just invite her to the White House. So then they went back to Nikki. Hey, you got invited. I mean, you know, celebrities and they publicists and all that, they lie and they do all of that stuff regardless. So I feel like that's what happened. And, you know, she believed them. Like, you're my publicist. Why wouldn't I believe you?
Touche, that's your opinion. But I just don't feel like she did anything wrong. I mean, I just don't feel like she did anything wrong. When I went back to read the tweet about her cousin and doing XYZ, you know, I don't feel like she was saying anything as far as something that she didn't know. She was just relaying information that she got. Maybe she should have kept that to herself. You know what I'm saying? The whole cousin's information, like cousin's bullshit. Maybe she should have definitely kept that shit to herself. But I feel like I don't see anything wrong as far as telling people, do your research, because at the end of the day, people don't trust their government like that anyway. Do your own personal research. If you feel comfortable, taking the vaccine, go ahead and do that. If you don't feel comfortable, get educated and then do what you got to do. But I don't feel like at all.
And when you do your research, I want you to read scientific studies. Okay? Don't go on YouTube and watch somebody from, I don't know, Alabama, Washington, D.C. that you've never heard of or seen before, and they just sound good, and you like, oh, yeah, that sound right.
Right.
I want you to go to scientists, and I want you to read what these peer reviews, okay? Let's go back to, y'all hear that? It is storming.
I love it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I want y'all to go back to the basics, like they used to tell us in school.
Mm-hmm.
I need, like, 5 sources.
Fuck, bitch! You're doing the most.
And I need them to be, you know, verifiable sources. Go do some real research, not YouTube.
Right. No, I agree with that. And you don't know what kind of research Nicki Minaj is trying to do, but my whole thing is, at the end of the day, get educated, you know what I'm saying, to get comfortable to take the vaccine and do what you gotta do.
Right, and then at first the thing is, none of the vaccines are approved. Woo, 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 woo. Now the Pfizer vax is approved. Now it's just, oh, I don't trust it. I'm still doing my research. So, like, question. You know, the goalposts keep getting moved.
Mm-hmm. Question.
With these people.
Are you supposed to get, like, a booster vaccine? Because I got the Pfizer.
Yeah. You supposed to, but
I get
Johnson & Johnson, and they have not been approved for
a booster.
But let me tell you, as soon as they are, I'm going.
I'm going to try to schedule a booster vaccine this month.
Okay. You already scheduled it?
No, I'm going to.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Good for you. But the real tea is that Nikki only started talking about this is because she knows it's controversial. And then a day or two before this all came out, you know, news reports that was circulating about her husband pleading guilty to not.
Lord Jesus.
No, so what you're saying is
he
pleaded guilty to not registering as a sex offender, mm-hmm. And to get, you know, attention off of that, she started talking about something so controversial that now, look, we're talking about that and we're not talking about this nigga not, you know, this dude not pleading guilty.
But that's your opinion, though. But that's your opinion.
Yeah, that's just an opinion.
Oh. Okay. I just want to make it, like, let's just be clear. We're not just going to make it seem like she did that on purpose to just, you know, focus the energy on this whole COVID shit and not her husband.
I mean, but that's usually what celebrities do.
Right, but one thing about it is I don't want you to ever think I'm defending Nikki. You know what I'm saying? Because you already know how I feel about Nikki anyway. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I don't even give two fucks about this. Because
I fuck with her music.
Right, you know?
But I swear every year she disappoints me as a grown woman. I be like, she 40, why?
Is she 40?
She damn near. She like 38, 39.
Okay, don't give her 40 if she ain't 40, though. Don't age a bitch.
I give myself a year or two.
No,
I'm not doing nothing to her that I don't do.
I don't ever want somebody to age me. You know what I'm saying?
Let's see how old
she is. Yes, like, let's Google to see how old she is, because don't ever try to age a bitch now.
How old is Nicki Minaj?
Let's see how old she is.
A too old for the foolishness. She's 38.
Okay, 38, but don't give her 40, though.
Listen, y'all, when I'm 38 and I'm making outrageous comments, please check me. Hop in my DMs. Let me know that I sound like a motherfucking fool, okay?
But comments as far as what, though? Do your research? As far as a comment about her cousin, what her cousin told her?
Her cousin, they called an STD, and she put his business out there. Like I was saying, I don't know one woman who would leave their man because of health issues. If anything, they're gonna rab with them through it and try to help them. Not leave you. I just ain't never seen it.
Nikki, if you're listening,
I just never listen.
All right, but I just wish you just never would have talked about your whole cousin. Like, that to me was just, you know what I'm saying, like, unnecessary.
And if it was true, why would you put his business out there?
Right. You're just putting somebody else's business out there. Like, that was completely superfluous. It was unnecessary.
I read something that said Trini people, they was like, Nikki don't know in Trinidad when we say my cousin, that really mean myself, or it's a laugh.
Right.
I know her own people coming for her. But.
Next.
Next. So, okay, y'all, it's like a crazy battle a celebrity marketing guru / strategist. I don't know what. Nobody knows what she does. Uh-huh. But she's seen everywhere. Her name is Karen Silva.
Mm-hmm.
Silva. I don't know how to. Whatever. She's a Haitian woman. Beautiful.
Ooh, okay, go through Haitian.
You always see her on the scene. She's always with celebrities. She always have her name and face on different events. So even though nobody really knows what she does, well, on her Instagram, she says that she's a marketing guru, basically.
Right.
But the public really, everybody's just like, I just see her all the time. So I feel like she's somebody. Nobody really knows what she does. Well, this week, she got exposed. Okay, it started off with Jessie Wu,
mm-hmm.
who's also Haitian. And Jessie Wu basically won a lawsuit against the girl. Because...
About what?
Oh, it started last year. You know, I'm like obsessed with the whole podcast scene. Mm-hmm. So basically, one of Jessie Wu's friends had a podcast, mm-hmm. and they named it something. I don't know the name of it. Karen Silva ended up taking that name and using it for her own podcast. Mm-hmm. So Jessie, you know, calling herself, defending her friend, was like, Karen, that's wrong. Why would you do that? Whoa. And since Jessie has her own following, people started coming for Karen mm-hmm. off of that. So then Karen basically sued Jessie. But the way she went about it at serving her was pretty disgusting.
Well, she did.
So she pretended to book her for an event.
Wow.
Yes.
And that's so messy.
Very messy. So then, of course, Jessie then got all pretty, whatever. She shows up to an event, and it's no event.
It was somebody her getting served.
Yes, it was her getting served. A cease and desist and a defamation case or whatever. And then Karen actually had somebody record it, And then they sent it around to all of the celebrities or whoever, hoping that somebody would leak it to the public and pretty much embarrass Jesse.
Jesse, okay.
So Jesse countersued her for basically, like, harassment and something else. But Jesse won.
Right.
Because who does that? Right. You had me think that I'm finna go make some money.
Right.
I didn't use my own money to, like, get cute and stuff, and you served me with some papers. Like, that's really scandalous, and you got way too much time on your hands. Mm-hmm. Just off of some podcast bullshit that don't really have nothing to do with either of us. And so, Jesse was kind of like, first of all, we were cool before this.
Right.
When I was telling you, why did you take this girl name, like, we could have just talked that out. But now, it didn't went into lawsuits. The girl, Karen sued Jesse for $3 million or something. So anyway, so once Jesse won, she went on Instagram and was like, hey, everybody, I won, you know, Karen Unsilva, this and that. And so that empowered everybody else in the industry that has been wronged by her to pretty much say, hey, she's a scammer. Right, like, she right. did the same thing to me. So Joyner Lucas, who's a rapper, he said that when he was really desperate to break into the industry, he paid her $60,000 to basically get his name out there. So she was supposed to book him for a bunch of radio
right.
events, have his ads and stuff all over social media just to get his face and name out there. And then she never did it. And then he said he kept calling her, and she was like,
that's crazy as fuck. You yeah. take somebody's money and then don't deliver what the fuck you was trying to, come on.
Right. And he was like, his baby was literally being born that day when mm-hmm. he gave her the $60,000. And he was like, you know, when you're a new father, you like, this is my last chance.
Right, right, right.
Like, I need this money. And even though I need it, I believe in myself. So I'm going to give it to you. And hopefully, like, this going to elevate my career to the right. next level, because I'm about to be a father. And he said he would call her, like, what's going on? And she would, like, be talking to him like she irritated. Like, I'm on vacation. Why are you calling me?
Bitch, excuse yes. me.
And that's what he said. And then he said at one point he was pitching maybe, like, a video with some white people in it or something like that. And she was like, Joyner, nobody cares about a white person getting shot. Like, just ridiculousness. Right, right. Like, she wasn't working with him for somebody to be your brand strategist, right? So, he said he's hated her ever since that happened, and he always was like, I'm gonna get her ass back. And he was like, and he felt like she did that to him because she didn't believe in him. She thought right, he wasn't right. gonna make it.
So why the fuck take my money if you...
That part, because it's like, you know, I'm gonna take his money, he'll never make it, and this will never be heard of about right, right, in the right. public, because who gonna believe in nobody over me? Mm-hmm. That was her mindset. So he's saying, Cam'ron from Dipset said the same thing about her. She pretty much took his money, didn't do what she was supposed to do. Nipsey Hussle people saying she did the same thing to Nipsey Hussle.
Wow.
Yeah. Meek Mill said she did the same thing to him. So most of the people don't blast her because she has so many connections.
Right.
In the industry, and they don't want to get blackballed. But Jesse, you know, it always takes a woman to move first. Because I'm not going to lie, men be a little bit scary. And it took a woman to have the courage to be like,
to actually do what it was supposed to be done.
Do what was supposed to be done. And now everybody is on Karen Hills, period. Oh, she also had Jason Lee's unlocked, Hollywood Unlocked Instagram page hacked. And so...
So she's a host.
She's a scammer. And so she had his page taken down because, you know, he's a blogger. And I guess he had written a story about her. He's not biased. He don't care if he fuck with you or not. If somebody come to him with the tea as a blogger, he's going to post about it. And she kept saying, hey, take that down, take that down. He never took it down. So she paid a hacker to take down his page. And then her dumbass gets on Clubhouse the other day and actually admitted to doing it.
So I'm literally on her Instagram, and she is with everybody.
Yeah, and like, that's why literally. A lot of people were scared to speak up. Even Joyner Lucas was like, at first I wasn't going to say nothing because I didn't want to get blackballed.
Right.
Jesse came and said, no, baby, you're not going to scare me. I got the Haitian voodoo people on my side.
Did she say that for real?
She didn't say
Bitch,
that.
Don't say that. Don't.
Nah, she didn't say that, but she just said, like, you know, she believes in herself, and whatever is meant for her is going to happen regardless right. of anybody trying to block her blessings. She's self-made, so she don't have to kiss ass. pretty much.
But I'm literally on, you know, Karen Civil's Instagram, and she's literally with everybody. Like, everybody who's everybody, she's with them.
Yeah, and nobody knows what she does. I mean, to me, I'm looking at her page, it looks like she just throws events and put a name on it.
Right.
But I don't know if she can actually get your page from going from 20 views to 200,000 views. I don't know her success rate.
Well, I've never heard of this lady. I've never seen her before. This is my first time. She's literally with Nips. Like, come on. Like, she's with everybody.
I don't know. So, would you trust her to be
your... Bitch, no. I would never trust her. The fuck?
But what I will say is, at least she tried to face the criticism. Like, on Clubhouse, she actually did show up to try to defend her name. Mm-hmm. And even though she knows she's a liar and she's a scammer, I think that was big of her to not to go hide, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was like,
well, she can't go hide because she's associated with all these other celebrities, so she had to at least make it seem like I'm not that type of person.
The proof is in the pudding. Anyways, speaking of celebrities, did you listen to Kanye West's CD or Drake's?
I did listen to both albums.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, like, rap is not, like, I love rap, and it's not really my thing, but, you know, they both were given. They both was okay.
They was or were not?
They both were okay. Like, to me, they both were okay.
Yeah, Drake, I don't even think I've revisited his album. No, for real. And I think when the Billboard numbers came out, it showed that, like, yeah, he had an amazing first week. But then the second week was a good week, but it still dropped in listens, which means people didn't come back. But for Kanye's, every week people keep coming back. And I would say Kanye did have a few songs I'm like, I listened
to
him.
You was bopping to?
Yeah, I listened to him like that whole weekend. I was like, oh, I love that song so much. I'm going back the next day to listen.
Right, okay.
But overall, with the album, with Kanye, you had 20-something tracks. I only downloaded 3. The same with Drake. You had, I don't know, a bunch of tracks. And I only downloaded maybe like 2 or 3.
I just feel like the natural person, like, you know, a regular person's attention span, it's not going to be listening to no 20-plus tracks. You know what I'm saying? Like, the shit should be at least 15. At least 15.
Yeah.
Nothing more than that. Like, who going to sit there and listen to a whole entire, like, that's way too long. Like,
But you know why, though? Because back in the day, they used to have songs that were like, what, 6 and 7 minutes long. Now everybody doing 2 and 3 minutes per song.
Right.
So then they can make more songs, which is kind of trash. When back in the day, people would have a song between, like I said, 4, 7, and 8 minutes, but then they only have 10 tracks on the album.
Right.
But since the songs are so long, it was just, I don't know, I feel like it was better quality.
Right. No, I just feel like, you know, the shorter the better, because the way my ADHD is set up, I don't have my attention span to go listen to the whole entire album.
No, I have to listen to every song.
No, granted, I listen to every song, but not in one sitting, though.
Definitely not one sitting.
Right.
But I would say with Drake, you know, we grew up on him, like, from college years, like, when he first came out, he was that nigga. But we are 34, and I think I'm 34. I'm not 34 yet, y'all, but I will be 34 next month. But Drake, he came out when I was in college, like freshman year in college. So I was 17, 18 years old, and he was talking about falling in love with the college girl, going to the strip clubs, pulling a bitch out of the strip club, making her a boss, you know. And now, 10, 15 years later, he's talking about the same shit. So I'm just trying to see, when did he grow up?
Right.
Why isn't your music
growing
with, us? Like, are you really still going through the same shit you was going through at 20 years old? Because if so, that's a problem. It's not giving. It's not it's not giving progression at all. And then Kanye, His shit a little bit. It's kind of nursery rhymes too. But the beats are always amazing.
No, his beats are always great. Because he's
a composer and a producer. Yeah. So the beats are amazing. But as far as just the dialogue in itself and the lyrics, I'm like, okay, what are you talking about?
Right.
Kim went to Walgreens and she was gone for 2 hours and now you're questioning her. You think she's cheating on you? I don't know. It just, it's giving remedial. I need more.
Not remedial.
I need Kendrick Lamar to come back out with something.
He's on a hiatus.
I know, but I just want the real lyricist to come back. Oh, it was a song taken off of Kanye West's album with Andre 3000, and I went back and listened to his whole verse, and I was like, this is what we needed on the album. Like, he was talking about his mother's death and how it affected him. He was talking about how when he first started fucking it, you know what I'm saying, how he felt a little bit conflicted because his mother was in the church, but then you supposed to be at church on Wednesday, but you at home fucking your girlfriend. I mean, that's not how it happened when you was a teenager.
Bitch, no, not me. I was at home doing homework.
Oh, you didn't go? I used to go to church on Wednesdays. Mm-mm. But when they say go to the kids' church, I just used to... Me and the boy, I like, we didn't go do it or nothing.
Wait a motherfucking minute, though.
We was not doing the oochie coochie. We was not, but we would skip church and just like go hang out.
You see, I was a good kid, so I wasn't skipping, dipping, doing none of that shit. I was in my books, you know, when it was time to clean up, I would clean up, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was never doing none of that.
Oh, I was so bad.
I was a good kid.
I was so bad. And that's why I be getting in my son's ass right now, because I'm just like, dude, I'm 2 steps ahead.
Right, but my thing is, compared to, but compared to you, he's a good kid.
Compared to me, he is a good kid. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was getting better grades than him.
Oh, I'm just saying. Okay.
And that's probably why I thought I could do what I wanted, because I'm like, I handle business in school. I'm actually respectful at home, outside of sneaking out the house or something. When I'm in your face, I'm respectful. But yeah. Anyway, speaking of teenagers, or he's not a teenager anymore. Right. But when he came out, he was. No,
I don't know. But Lil Nas X, did you listen to his album?
I did, and I loved it so much.
I loved his album.
It was so good.
And I would definitely say he's a pop star. Like, he's a pop artist. I don't feel like he will be considered a hip-hop or rap.
It's not hip-hop or rap. It's definitely alternative, contemporary kind of genre.
And, you know, and that's what I live for. So, I love the album.
So, how many songs did you download?
I think maybe 4 of them.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I think 4.
I only downloaded 2. The one with Doja Cat and the one with Megan Thee Stallion.
Scoop. Okay.
Scoop was so good. What Doja said? She said he thinks she dumb, but she got a big ass fucking forehead. How can she be dumb? Mm-hmm. Like, basically my brain is big. Right. I was like, I relate to that as your fellow big forehead.
I have a five head, so but
she said when he apologized, make him eat it in the Lamborghini. Ooh. I say, I know that's right. I ain't got a Lamborghini yet, but
soon, manifest that shit.
Okay.
But the album was good. Now, all the visuals, as far as him being pregnant and all the extra shit, like, I don't know. What do you think about that? What do you think about the whole visual with him being pregnant and shit?
I don't like that at all.
Why?
Men aren't able to get pregnant. You know, when women do those April Fool's Day jokes and they say they pregnant and stuff, people frown upon that. Like, it's not funny to pretend you pregnant, whether you a man or a woman. It ain't shit funny about that, because there's real people out here who can't get pregnant.
Okay.
So that's, nothing about that is cool to me. And again, men can't get pregnant. They can't even have cycles. So y'all would never know the pain that we go through. Even if you are a trans woman, like, you don't know that pain. So you should not, like, make fun of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I get funny. It. But I feel like for me, it's more sort of a marketing strategy to, like, get more people, because the more controversial you are, the more people like are attracted, are paying attention. So I feel like it was more, and you know, Boosie was all through it.
Just want to know, why is Lil Boosie so invested in Lil Nas X?
I don't know. Like I don't understand.
I just need to know. At this point, I feel like you missed jail, and you have flashbacks of what was happening in jail. So you because why are you that triggered? One of his freaking comments was at 6 a.m. As soon as he woke up, his first tweet was, man, Lil Nas X, so-and-so and so. Next thing you know, he gonna be sucking a nigga dick. What? Who wakes up at 6 a.m. and think about
okay,
that?
Okay.
That's weird.
And Lil Boosie's defense, and I'm not trying to defend him, but I'm just saying, though, like, because you know when you wake up, your first thing is to go to on social media.
I give you that.
Right. So it's just like, let me just go ahead and make my comment. But I just feel like, you know, with the whole Lil Boosie thing and, you know, Lil Nas X, I feel like with him, I just feel like, you know, Lil Nas just do things to entice people, to get people, like, talking about him. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like if you really don't talk about it, you won't have nothing to talk about. Mm-hmm. But it's just, like, the fact that he's literally engaging in social media, having people have something to talk, like, you know, it's gonna cause some uproar. And of course, like clockwork, Lil Boosie is just taking the bait. T.I. is just taking the bait.
What T.I. say?
T.I. made a comment. I'm not sure specifically what exactly.
Oh, he I said, remember he it was something of the extent, like,
I think about him performing on the show.
Gay people can say whatever they want, but straight people can't say what they want without it being homophobic. Which was like, no, you can't equate the two at all. Because when somebody gay is speaking about their life, they not necessarily bashing straight people. So it's not the same like freedom of speech thing. It goes back to the same thing baby did when he was talking about, if you don't have AIDS or if you ain't in the parking lot sucking dick, raise your hand. And now he's trying to figure out how was that homophobic. You know, like, it's not the same thing as me saying, I'm so gay and I love being gay. I'm finna go kiss a man today. How is that the same language as saying, oh, if you ain't this and that, be proud? What?
Right. I don't know. I don't have an opinion about that. About that. Because it's so convoluted. It's so much. I'm just over the whole thing.
You over the whole thing?
Yeah, like, I'm over the whole... You already know how I feel about, you know, the whole gay lifestyle. Like, you know how I feel about that. So, we're not even gonna... We'll talk about that on our next pod. But I'm just saying, though. Like, I'm just over the whole... Like, Lil Nas X, be yourself. You know, I just feel like...
Don't do too much.
But I just feel like, you know, your entire career does not have to be towards your sexuality. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, how you getting fucked. You know what I'm saying? Like... My whole thing is...
Well, straight people make music about how they getting fucked.
No, I'm just saying, like, for him, he doesn't have to make it about that as an individual.
But he's a sexual person, and
but he's not a sexual person. Like, now all of a sudden, now, like, boy, bye. Like, now everything you do is just gay. Like, now you're at the award. Now you're at the award show. Now you're wearing dresses and shit. Now you're wearing all this other stuff. Now you're wearing makeup, like... To me, just like...
But that's obviously who he has been, and he was just having it when he first came out.
Girl, no. Now is the fact that now you have a platform, now you want to just try to be... No,
yourself.
I don't believe that. It's too much. You're doing the most. The absolute.
Okay, he don't have to do...
You don't have to do that. Every antic in the book? Everything that... Everything about you does not have to be about your sexuality. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't have to be that. It doesn't have to be that at all. Mm-hmm. Once again, I just feel like you're not defined by how you like to have sex. That's my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I fuck with that.
Period.
I do think he can calm down on a little bit of the antics. Why is you showing up pregnant?
Nigga, you was never wearing dresses before. You know what I'm saying?
But like, he probably always wanted to wear dresses, no, so I'm not going back up on that.
He never, like, I don't want to think that every gay nigga wanted to wear a dress.
You never wanted to wear a dress?
Bitch, no.
Did you want to wear makeup?
I never wanted to wear makeup. I never wanted to wear a dress. I never wanted to wear... I remember back in the day, like, I used to wear my mom's heels and whatever, just playing around. But
yeah, I think every kid does that.
But I never want... Like, in the future or, you know... I want to be, like, I just feel like gay niggas just, like, the ones that do the most, like, y'all just want to be females. Like, y'all just want to be women.
So, do you think that there is an agenda? Because this is what most of these, people like Boosie, Meek Mill, T.I., Tory Lanez, they all them basically came out and said, oh, these record labels, they have an agenda, and if y'all can't see what it is, woo-woo, even Waka Flocka said it. So, they feel like the record labels are pushing... In the media, it's pushing people like Lil Nas X or feminine black or gay men in the forefront to demasculate, like regular,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, regular black men, and they want all the boys to just be soft and flamboyant.
Right. One thing about the industry, you already know how to, like, from my opinion, as far as the industry, like, in order to get on top, you got to do certain things. And the majority of the time is, nigga, you giving them that booty. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not going to act like that's not a thing. That's not a thing in the industry. That's not a thing about Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? Let's not act like P. Diddy ain't on that shit. We're not going to act like these niggas parties and these orgies and all this other shit. We're not going to act like that.
Y'all saying they have these agendas, right?
Right. Okay. But I feel like I'm not gonna say that there's an agenda, but you can definitely see, like, they are demasculating black men. Cause now all of a sudden you have, you know,
Kid Cudi.
All these niggas wearing dresses at these award shows. You have, like, for what? Like, you can be gay. Be gay.
Right.
Be gay. Be gay. You know what I'm saying? Be gay. But my whole thing is, like, to take it as far to be like, okay, you're wearing a dress.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for, like, what is the purpose? Like, what is the reason? What is the motive behind you wanting to be a dress? I don't know if the dude, I don't know his first name, but Porter or whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now he's on a Cinderella movie and now you're the fairy godmother. Come on. Like, now y'all taking it to a whole nother level. Cinderella story, you know, the godmother, not the godfather, the godmother came and, you know, got her the dress, got her the shoes, the slipper, and whatever. Now all of a sudden he's a black gay nigga. Like, I'm not with that, all that extra shit. It's just too extra for me.
Yeah, but my thing is, first of all, could it be that gay people were suppressed for so long that now that it's more acceptable. They like, let's run with it.
No.
And then most of Generation Z is fluid. Like, even my son said it, like, almost everybody is bisexual or fluid. So they're appealing to the generation. Whereas if we talking agendas, back then when they was pushing everybody to be gangbangers and gangster and wear the baggy clothes and all of that shit, nobody was saying nothing. When everybody was talking about fucking every bitch in the world, they still talk about it now. But even back then, it was pushed so hard of big pimping, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And just women all around the world, woo, woo. Or the era where everybody was just 50 Cent with What Up Gangsta and just like shooting and all that stuff. So when the record labels were behind that, they was only behind it because that's what was selling.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't even think it's more so, oh, we want to make black people do this, we want to make black people do that. I think it's more so, hey, this is where we at. This is what we seeing in the streets. This is what people are interested in. So now we're going to oversaturate the market with it.
I just feel like for me, like, these niggas be taking the whole LGBTQ, X, Y, and Z, all that extra shit to the whole another level.
Not you talking about your, what did you,
no, X, I'm just Y, saying, Z. Like, I'm just saying, like, y'all niggas be taking it to a whole other level. You are not defined by what you do in your bedroom.
Agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not who you are. Be who you are. That's like 5% of who you are.
Not even.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But for me, it's just like, okay, I'm not defined just by that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have so much other, I have so much that defines me, but my bedroom and what I do in my bedroom, that has, like I said, like, these niggas be just be doing the most, and I'm just not, I'm just over the whole situation. So, Lil Nas X, you know, continue to do you, but you don't have to do the most. Little Boosie, mind your damn business.
Or go get some dick.
He might need some.
I mean, if that's what you really want, because ain't no way that shit should live in a man's head that much. It don't even, I don't even think about Lil Nas X and what he doing.
Right.
But,
you know what? Lil Boosie might just be attracted to...
Obviously.
You know, he's attracted to that nigga. They might need a session.
That would be disgusting because Lil Nas X is in his early 20s and Boosie is in his late 30s.
Let's not act like these niggas don't be doing that shit, so...
I'm just saying, I don't like real big age gaps, whether it's gay or straight people. I don't understand
it. I'm just saying...
Anyways, y'all.
All right. Well, we are back. You know what I'm saying? We are back with the jump off.
Not bad. Oh, wow. I feel like this was a good pod. Definitely let us know how y'all feel. Hop in my DMs. My Instagram is kind of private right now. But I'm going to open it back up soon. But anyways, y'all know where to find us at on all platforms, Spotify, podcasts, off label. Off OFF _ label. And we'll talk to y'all next week.
All right. Later. Toodles.